I'm Tony Damian.
And I'm Andrew Rich, and welcome back for the first episode of 2024. Tony, what has been happening in this quarter?
Well, it's interesting. It is, we're not ashamed to say it, it is a little into 2024, but it wasn't so much us having a summer break so much as being busy on a few things, Andrew.
Yeah, Tony, you've been busy on Santos, CSR, Link.
Well, and you, Andrew, Soprano, Metcash and GQG. I know you've been super busy as well.
And not just us, Tony, but the whole market's been busy. In this quarter, we've seen 20 public M&A deals. That's a pretty high number for this stage of the year, Tony.
It is. It's a really, really strong start to the year. As Andrew said, I think that's across the market. When you're talking to people, people always say they're busy, but when they throw in a few things they're actually working on that are in the public domain, it's a little truer than usual. So I think it is busy. No signs of that receding anytime soon, I think. So fingers crossed, great start to the year. Looks like a strong one for the rest of the year. Time alone will tell. But Andrew, what sort of bidders have we seen in Q1 of 2024?
Very interesting, Tony. We have seen a mix. We've seen about half of our bidders have come from offshore. But just as importantly, if you're planning your BD trips, around half are based here in Australia. So a lot of domestic-to-domestic deals. Private equity, though, they've been a little quiet. No real deals of note. One deal that you would probably mention is Prosper. Not great in overall deal size, but in profile size. So they've been a little quiet. I expect them to return in later in the year, though. Tony, what have you been noticing in the sector space, though, in the first quarter?
I think a feature of Q1 in 2024 is the breadth of sectors that have been touched by M&A, Andrew. So we've seen a whole range of things. Building products has had the quarter for the ages, yes, with CSR and Adbri and Boral, so a lot happening there, obviously. Energy and resources, yes, quite a few resources deals. Silver Lake, we've got Illumina as well. And then you move on to things like software and tech, so plenty there, plenty happening there. And even one from the property space for good measure, so with Newmark. So really across the sector, and that's when I think you have a strong year in M&A, when it's not just concentrated on one sector, but it's across quite a few sectors.
The other thing that's been quite interesting too, Tony, we've seen the return of the takeover bid in the first quarter. We've seen around about a third of our deals have been takeovers. And just as interestingly, it's very pleasing to see the return of the unsolicited takeover, or some might call it the hostile takeover. And there's been a few high profile ones in that space, most notably Seven returning to try and mop up the minorities in Boral. And that one has the added interesting feature of being a scrip deal. So haven't seen one of those for a while in the unsolicited space of that size. Tony, what about deal features? Have you seen anything interesting in the tech on the public M&A side?
Yeah, perhaps, Andrew, at the other end of the spectrum to unsolicited deals, at the friendly end of the spectrum, we've seen exclusivity arrangements and process deeds getting a bit of a run. So we saw that on Adbri, we saw that on Lumina as well. Now, they each had their own features, but it again shows the breadth of quarter one 2024 across the sectors, across the bidders, and across the deal types, from the hostile takeover through to the process deed.
Yeah, so it's been a very, very strong first quarter, as we predicted in our Christmas edition. I expect that to continue. Tony, I suspect you do as well.
I always do, Andrew, but I have great conviction on that this time around. So again, the numbers will tell. That's on the sort of the deal front. But other things happening as well, Andrew. We've obviously a big moment with the merger reform proposals finally coming out as well. There'll be a lot of debate and discussion around that.
Yes, and we'll have more of that in an upcoming episode. So stay tuned, everybody. That will be a very interesting episode.
Well, Andrew, speaking of upcoming episodes, what's next on the agenda for Himalayan Bites?
Yes, I know everyone out there is waiting to find out. In the next episode, we are going to be talking all things stub equity, Tony, and there are a few very interesting things happening on that front. But again, more in the next episode.
Well, who could want more? Unveiling the mysteries of stub equity. Thanks very much for watching.
Look forward to seeing everyone in the next episode of Himalayan Bites.